It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think it's been really interesting to hear about the perception of the Browns off-season changes, especially when it comes to the offense. And we were just talking about Ken Dorsey. And I don't have concern about Ken Dorsey as an offensive coordinator other than he's an unknown. Like, I tend to think that the guys who get these jobs, even if he's not a future head coach, and I think Ken probably is a future head coach. He's already gotten head coaching interviews before. Even if he's not that, I tend to think that there are enough pragmatic people in the room that even if you have somebody doing something, or even if somebody's initial impulse in that Browns offensive room is to do something stupid, like not conform the offense solely to Deshaun, that Kevin would come along and be like, you know, that's really stupid, right? Let's do the opposite of that. So I think having Kevin as the head coach blankets some of that concern. But I'll be honest with you, it should be the biggest question. Beyond Deshaun's health, the biggest question I think the Browns have is how much of this offense mirrors what happened in Houston. The term college offense was thrown out there by Deshaun. I don't really know what that means anymore.
College offense, I think, just means not your standard traditional Michigan offense. Basically, because you think about the NFL offense, it's more under center. It's
West Coast.
Yeah, it's pro style.
Yeah.
And it looks different. You can't describe it necessarily, but you know what it is.
Well, and I see it. What I think is so interesting about this conversation is I just think it's been happening for a while, but like Andy Reid kind of brought, and Jim Harbaugh too. Jim Harbaugh with Alex Smith kind of brought those kind of concepts in. RPOs, more spread-based concepts into the offense. That's what restarted Alex Smith's career. If you look at a majority of what happened with Kansas City, yeah, it was still the West Coast offense, but it was with a lot of those college concepts. And since then, dude, I don't know that there's that much of a gap between a pro offense and a college offense other than you have a lot more plays in the pros because these dudes are pros and they spend all year studying and building an offense. But so like you might have 15 plays in certain spread offenses or in like the extreme spread situations in college, and in the pros, maybe those 15 plays are just your spread things. Then you have other concepts that another 15 play package here, another 15 play package here. Is that fair? I just don't think there's a gap between a college offense and the pro offense anymore, other than maybe... Actually, no, you know what? I think college coaches are starting to allow players to Manziel it a little bit more.
Okay.
Like, that's like the whole point of the Deshaun conversation is we're taking out, like, timing plays and... You know, okay, the ball has to be delivered here on your first read. If that doesn't go, then the ball's here on your second read. Like, if you look at it now, a lot of college plays are... it's not backyard football. I'm trying everything I can to not call it backyard football, but it is a lot more of, here are your four routes. When you get out there, see where it is, make the play where it is. It's a lot more up to the quarterback rather than the system in college, and I do think that is the most significant difference between the two right now. Is that fair?
I think it's totally fair. Quarterbacks in college don't get asked to do a lot.
Yeah, and they're being asked to do even less now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so yes and no. I might take that back. I feel like they're asked to carry the load more, but I think they're being given more freedom. I think even in like 20 years ago, like 25 years ago, in a spread offense, you had the things you had to do. Like, tell me Urban Meyer wasn't a taskmaster about the seven things you needed to do on any given play. I don't know that they're that detailed anymore. Because I think college coaches are pretty intelligent knowing You only have so much of your players' attention, and you only have so much time to tell them what they need to do. So I think there is a simplicity that allows the player, once the ball snapped, to maybe I hate free. I keep coming back to these damn these things that sound like it's backyard football. I really don't mean that. But like more, it's more like what I think Deshaun is comfortable with, which is snap the ball. You're going to read the defense post snap, and there's an encouragement to make plays on the fly, make plays and move around, sustain the play a little bit more, and that's where the play develops from. Not just the play is from however the play is set up.
I think in high school now, Nick, a lot of these quarterbacks are sort of being trained to prepare for college offenses. You know, it's not like, and I'm not blaming it. It's you know, blaming coaches or whatever. It just kind of is what it is. It's just not, there's not a lot of pro style quarterbacks anymore that play from under center or that just are sort of statues back there. I mean, the Peyton Mannings and the Tom Brady's, you don't see a lot of those in high school anymore. You know why? Because the best athletes are playing quarterback.
When Deshaun said earlier this week, talking about a college offense and college concepts, did that trip your ear up at all?
Did it trip my ear up?
Yeah, I don't think it tripped my ear up.
I
don't even know what that means, really. I just kind of made that up. did it? Because I think there were people who heard it and didn't necessarily love it. And I just think we've gotten to a point where people are so cynical about Deshaun. And I've just tried to stay Switzerland. I think you can be against what he was accused of, suspended for, and sued for, and still understand that he's going to be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. So you can either stop rooting for the team, or you can root for them in spite of him if you still feel some sort of way about what Deshaun was suspended for, what he was accused of, and what he was sued for. But, like, I don't even think that's the thing anymore. I think it's natural that when you get 2 years into a deal where you forfeited six top 100 picks and $230 million and expectations haven't been met, that every single thing about that player or the situation he's in is met with cynicism.
Yep.
And so I saw a lot of people scoffing when Deshaun said it's more of a collegiate offense, it's more of college concepts, however the exact wording was, and almost painting it like the Browns have made a mistake doing that. I think the Browns made a mistake not doing that, not going to this 2 years ago. I think the Browns have kind of wasted some of their own time, and it made more sense 2 years ago. And by the way, we should give Ken Carmen credit on this, because Ken has alluded to this in real time. Like, they were not preparing Deshaun for success other than actually playing him in his first year here. That was a offense fit to Jacoby Brissett, and the offense that fits Jacoby does not fit Deshaun. Those are two pretty, they have very different skill sets as players.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Jacoby is way more of like a Ben Roethlisberger type. I mean, he couldn't move. He was kind of a statue in the pocket. Yeah.
But last year, I think, is where it was a mistake. And I think it actually ended up benefiting them. If Deshaun had played 17 games last year, I think we were going to see more of the uneven one half good, one half bad. Because I think there were just concepts that weren't what he likes to do.
It's okay if he has a bad half. You know, do you win the game?
Yeah, you know,
because a lot of quarterbacks, and this goes to your point, Nick, and it's an excellent point about the more that he doesn't perform consistently, the more he's scrutinized in every facet, not just the on the field, but it becomes more about the off the field. People start looking at, you know, what the guy's doing in his personal life. They start critiquing the Instagram, and everything starts to bother people. when he starts winning, no one's going to be like, man, but he had three bad quarters. No, they're going to talk about, like, you want, if you win the game, you're going to talk about that amazing fourth quarter comeback or so, that amazing fourth quarter game winning drive.
I do think we're going to get there. I think it's going to take a season of winning to get there, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because, like, how many times have you watched Josh Allen play a bad half and then he looks like Hercules?
Dude, I've seen Josh Allen, and I love Josh Allen. I've seen him play 57 horrific minutes.
Yep.
Horrific.
Yep.
Like three interceptions, you know, like three turnovers in the red zone, and you still win.
Here's the thing. People act like Pat Mahomes doesn't have bad games.
He does.
Or bad quarters, or bad halves, or bad three quarters, and then he just kind of...
When the lights are the brightest, those dudes that are the ballers in this league, they make it happen.
But
they also don't let those bad quarters and bad most of games affect them when it matters the most.
But that's how I know that Deshaun has been overly scrutinized, is when, like, for instance, and I'll be honest, I think a lot of this is revisionist history. I do not remember hearing this November 13th. When we talked about the Browns win over Baltimore, that game has been reduced to, well, he only made 14 of 14 plays with a bum shoulder because they were all short, you know, quick throws, that kind of stuff. I don't remember anybody saying that on November 13th. I think that has become a revisionist take that people use to pick apart his performance and say, but remember how bad he was in the first half. And so this, to kind of bring it back, though, I have heard this take, and I don't want to ascribe it to anybody because I think it's been multiple people, but the first time I heard it was the idea the Browns conforming this offense and using a college concept offense, that kind of sneering that people can do about Deshaun because he hasn't had the success and hasn't met expectations. I did first hear this kind of on the morning show, and I'll be honest with you, I think they were fools not to do it fully last year. It worked out because then Joe Burrow came in and Joe perfectly fit the Stefanski offense. But, like, why didn't you do this last year?
We had those discussions last year.
My expectation for Deshaun does rise because I think they actually might do the thing they should have done, which is build an offense that perfectly suits him instead of trying to do some half-assed version of what Kevin wanted to do or what Kevin grew up doing, maybe, and what Deshaun wants to do. No, it should just be built around the quarterback. 216-474-0092. But to the thought that that is an act of desperation by the Cleveland Browns, it shouldn't have got to the point where you have to be desperate to fully do everything the quarterback's comfortable with. That should have just been common sense. And that is the only remaining kernel of doubt. I probably have more doubt in that, why it took 2 years to get here with this new offense, than Ken Dorsey himself.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.